Gary, we talked about the unity between you, the players and the fans the other night, and that you've got to sustain that now for the remainder of the season, haven't you?
Yeah, there's definitely unity there, unity amongst the team and the club, and then unity with our fans, and Tuesday typified that. All the way through the performance, you know, with our fans, and they can see that the players are responding to that, and then, of course, at the end, you know, I think that feeling's the best feeling at a football club, when you can get that stronger relationship and unity. That's what clubs should be, and we've been talking about it, and the key is to see that, you know, when you, on the acid test, which is in the game. So it's something that I talked about that we need to get us through this difficult situation we're in, and it's been growing since the first day we've come in here, which has been really pleasing, but we need to really continue that and keep growing that, and especially for this moment now that we're in, and going forward as well.
I mean, you need other elements as well, but if you've got that unity, it can take you such a long way in the game, can't it?
Especially in this league. But with any good football club and team, you need that. But especially in these situations, we know the situation we're in, and that unity and that spirit can carry you a long way, and it can give you that extra energy when you're down and when you're pushing for results or whatever it may be in a situation in games, and also during the week, you know, coming out of it and still feeling that support no matter what the situation. Yeah, it galvanises the squad, and at this moment it's galvanised the squad. They're very focused on what we need to do, and that support is pushing them. So everyone needs to keep pushing that and fighting for that as well.
And Burton, again, is critical, bearing in mind where they are in the table as well, because this is almost their last opportunity now to pull away, isn't it, the game against you?
Yeah, so look, for our point of view, it's the biggest game of the season so far. Fantastic, the last three results, 9 points, clean sheets. It's vitally important that we took them and we got them. And that was down to the focus of the players and the commitment from the players, and then the commitment from our fans as well. So this is our biggest game of the season, and we have to be ready. We have to show that same focus from the start. And, you know, and I think the fans and everyone can see that, you know, as I said, we have to trust these players. They deserve to be trusted at this moment in time because of, you know, their focus from the start. They've been ready from the start, and they've been committed from the start of each and every game so far. So we need to continue in that vein, definitely.
And the only negative at the moment, obviously, is Che Adams getting sent off, and him and Lukas Djukovic looked like a really good partnership, didn't they, at Bolton?
Yeah, so it's obviously disappointed with that. You know, the way that we looked at it, we felt it wasn't a red card because of, you know, Che got received a red card last season that got rescinded, which was exactly the same tackle, exactly the mirror image of the one that was a Bolton. So we felt that with that one being rescinded and the way that we felt at the time, that the same action would have been taken. But look, it hasn't been rescinded. We have to deal with that and move on and get ready. So we're focused on doing that.
And is Sam Gallagher close for this weekend?
No, I wouldn't say for this weekend, not at this moment in time. It's a difficult one. I said it after the game. Been saying it since Sam's been injured. It's a quite innocuous situation, and we're kind of taking that on a day by day. And in terms of, did he train today? No, he didn't train today. We'll have a look at him tomorrow. But yeah, if you're not training by today, it's unlikely he'll make the weekend.